with Stuart and Natalie.
We've been talking about whether you are aging gracefully or disgracefully, and you can see my argument with my hair. That's not me having one, it's just me stating my hair. On our Heart and Counters Facebook page, I'm being compared to Bananarama by my hairdresser and by producer Josh this morning.
Some people are saying they're looking at your hair going, you've shaved it on one side, why not shave the whole lot off?
That's a different show. but I'm loving what you're saying about your feelings on aging gracefully or disgracefully. Melly says, I'm looking forward to dyeing my hair pink and counting out my change to the cashier and being rude to everyone. Sounds great. And Tracy Starr in Northampton, she says, disgracefully all the way and loving it. Now up to about 12 tattoos. My dresses are getting shorter and Essex bird all the way.
Now, you see, I think I'm aging okay. I think I'm aging gracefully. And before you say you're blowing your own trumpet, look at pictures of me 10 or 20 years ago.
You're better now.
And there are plenty on the internet of me, like, you know, obviously on Blue Peter and stuff. I look awful. I look terrible. And I think to myself, well, maybe now I've got one chance to kind of look generally okay.
So you're a prime example of someone who's grown into themselves, Stu.
Oh, I see.
That's what's happened with
that's
you.
What it is.
You peaked. Now, I was going to say peak before your time, but no, you're peaking about
peaking
now.
Peaking later. Are you saying I'm at my peak?
You are in your peak.
Whereas, thank you. It could happen at any time. I'll let you know when I peak. Could be about the next 10 minutes. Meanwhile, you are doing that thing where maybe in your teenage years you were very sensible, and now this is your chance to do that stuff, and it comes across as aging disgracefully.
I know. But it got to 35 and I finally got to dare to stand up to my mum.
You see, my worry is, Natalie, if you carry on like this, this is what you're going to turn into.
Remember, cancel my aromatherapy, my psychotherapy, my reflexology, my osteopath, my homeopath, my naturopath, my crystal weaving, my shiatsu, my organic hairdresser, and see if I can be rebirthed next Thursday afternoon.
Eddie is my role model.
That's you.
How did you know?
I know, but I've just realised that's a worry because that makes me Patsy. Heart Breakfast.